Well, this is Woodson Moore, coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I trust that you're already up and ready to go. Go out and face this world. The world, according to Martin Luther, with demons filled. But the wonderful thing is that which is in us is greater than any demon, any name. There is no name, no name of anything that has authority over that name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. See, what does that mean? It means that when you start getting attacked by things that the Bible clearly declares not to be of God, but to be of satanic origin, you take the name of Jesus. Jesus said, now you go in my name. The name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And so you go in my name, and in my name you cast those devils out. Those devils that are coming against you, you tell them to get out of your life in Jesus' name. And if all you can get out of you is just Jesus, 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 you are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my God. Jesus, I trust you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's enough. In the name of Jesus. There was a little chorus we used to sing, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. Who can stand? Who can stand against the name of the Lord? And the answer is no one. Nothing. Because a greater one lives inside you. But you've got to pull the trigger. You've got to use your weapons. You've got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are a son of the living God. If the same spirit that indwells, that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. Same Holy Ghost, same Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit, and He's in you if you believe in Jesus Christ, and especially if you have sought Him and received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You have the gift of being able to use the ministry gift of tongues. Use them. You know, I remember I used to be getting these really nasty calls. People calling up, cursing me out on the phone and stuff. And finally, the guy called me up this one night. He's cursing me out. I just opened up on him with a blast of tongues. You know what? Never call me back again. Hung up immediately. Never call me back again. Because that which was motivating him was a demonic spirit. And the greater one lived in me. And I had the Holy Spirit and the power of that spirit. And you can have that spirit too. He said, well, I don't believe in it. That passed away. Well, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but it didn't pass away. It's still available. It's a weapon, and it is a great weapon, and it helps you live a victorious life. If you will be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. Now, let's go back and pick up where we were yesterday. We were over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and it says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Now remember, we went over all those. You're not to fret about anything. You're not to be anxious. You're to pray about it. You're to turn it over to the Lord and then begin to give thanks because you know that He heard you and He's answered. And then it says, and God's peace shall be yours. You want the peace of God that passeth all understanding. You know, people try to do everything they can think of to get peace. They try to never do what the Bible says. That's be still and know that I am God. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. They don't want to be in the quiet. They don't want to be at peace. They want something going into them all the time that keeps their mind occupied because they can't stand the peace, the quiet, because then they begin to realize how messed up they are and how many problems they have. And so what do? They drink. They use drugs. They watch television. They listen to music. They do all kinds of things, anything, to keep from having to come to deal with a situation because they have no peace. It says, the wicked, or in Isaiah says, the wicked are like the waves at the sea. It just keeps casting up muck. You know, you've been down to the ocean. There's dead seaweed and dead shells and dead things from the ocean. They're on the beach that the waves have cast up. Well, that's the way it is with the wicked. Their mind just keeps casting up all this garbage, and so they have no peace. But for God's people, there's peace. Jesus said, I'm going to leave with you a gift. It's peace of heart and peace of mind. It's both. Not just your mind or not just your spirit. I have peace in my spirit because I know Jesus loves me. I know I've been forgiven of my sins. I don't have any sense of guilt. I have a sense of righteousness. I know that if I died today, I'd be with Jesus instantaneously, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. I have peace, peace of heart. And then I have peace of mind. I'm not all anxious and wrought up and fretting about stuff because God has given me his peace. Jesus said it. Behold, I leave with you a gift, peace of heart, peace of mind. Jesus said, to him who believeth, all things are possible. I don't know what you might be being attacked with. I don't know what is coming against you. I don't know what kind of medication you're on. I don't know what kind of fear you might be dealing with. But Jesus carried in his own body on the cross the deliverance for each and every one of those things. But we have to believe that. Jesus, I believe what you said. I believe your word. I believe it to the point that I'm going to act upon it. And that takes a lot of courage sometimes. When everything about you is telling you it is foolish, it is foolish, it is foolish to do what the Bible says to do in the circumstance that you're in. You know, maybe you've done something wrong at work and the enemy is and it's come to light and the enemy is doing everything he can to try to convince you to lie about it, to try to lie your way out of it. Young people in our schools today are being taught that that's okay. That's situational ethics. It's whatever works for you at any given time. If you can lie your way out of it, it's not really a lie. That's your truth for the day. But maybe that's what you're having to deal with, something of that nature. And the Bible says, no, only truth prevails. You say, well, if I tell the truth, I might lose my job. But is there or is there not an almighty God? Is he not the one that said, tell the truth? Is he not capable of giving you a different job? And is he not capable of turning that situation completely around to where the boss, the foreman, the owner says, well, at least you owned up to it. I guess I can trust you. I guess I can trust your word. See, maybe you're going through a dilemma like that. You do what the word says to do, and God will become your defender, your protector, your vindicator. He will take care of you. Jesus, I believe what you said. And so, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And then this is what's going to happen as a result of that obedience, if you will be willing and obedient. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We could go on to say, it's not that way with the wicked. No, they're constantly losing sleep, trying to figure out angles, ways to get ahead, get out of the lie that they told with another lie. You don't want that. You just want to have the peace of God mounting garrison over your heart and over your life and over your mind. You want to run into that gift that he gave you. You want to be able to go to bed at night and just lay your head down and go to sleep because you know that the angels of God, they don't just surround the beds of little kids. They surround your bed too, that God's angels, that God's heavenly armies are on your side and he will protect you. And it says, this peace, this kind of peace, it transcends all understanding. The world doesn't even comprehend it, but you do. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom. Pastor Woodson Moore, Jesus is freedom.